Begin the current daf Masechet Seferim daf Ayin Aleph. We begin two lines up from the bottom of the Amud of Ayin Amud Beis, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. And that is, we had a machlokes between Rav Nachman and the Beis Shmuel regarding if a Yairish is allowed to be mevatel. And that is, if someone forgot to do and join the Rubi Chatzeres from before Shabbos, there's halacha of bittel. That is, you can go ahead and relinquish the rights that you have in the chatzer. So let's say there's five people, five houses that open up into one chatzer. All of them have to join together to make it viewed as if it's one large Rishus HaYachid. If one person forgot to join, he's going to make it forbidden because now it's not owned by one. It's still joint of the plural one and him, which is owned by two. So what he could do is he does bittel, he relinquishes his rights. Now there's only four people here, and all these four people had joined the year. The machlekes was regarding a Yairish, someone that inherited a property, and that is, he never had the opportunity to join the Erev. Do we say that therefore he cannot create the Bittel because it's only based on someone that's allowed to do the Erev and he didn't, then he could do Bittel? And this Yairish inheritor, he was not an owner, he just inherited after the fact, and now on Shabbos he wants to go ahead and do Bittel, does that not work? Or does even that work? That was a machlekes of Nachman and the Beis Shmuel, and the Gemara has a succession of questions that it's asking on the opinion of Rav Nachman, who says that a Yairish inheritor is allowed to do Bittel even though he could not have done the Erev himself. And the Gemara continues on this theme. Toshima, let's bring a raya from this braisa. And the Gemara is going to quote the braisa, ask some questions on it, and then later on, in the middle of the Amud, the Gemara is going to ask the question on Rav Nachman. So the braisa says, Yisrael v'ger, regarding a Jew and a convert. And that is, there's a special halacha regarding a convert that dies, that it's very possible that he has no yershin, no inheritance, because every Jew has someone that is related to, going back to the first Jews that were there. But a convert is like a newborn child. He has no relationships with anyone, unless if he creates his own relationships with the children and family. But let's say he was there by himself and he has no inheritance. So then there's halacha that whoever goes ahead and establishes the rights of that person's property, he takes it ahead and he's machzik in it, so then it becomes his property because there's no one else in line to inherit it. So let's say there was a Jew and a convert, Shruyin b'megur achas, that they were living in one goyer, in one threshing house, and that is, this was a type of place where they would process the grain, and there were many different rooms over there, and each one had its own opening into the chatzer, into the courtyard, and therefore, there are like two different people, like classic chatzer, where you have two people, two batim, and they're opening it to one chatzer, so each bayis is rishus yachad, the chatzer is joined by both, that's going to make, that each one's going to make it usher on the other. Now here, the other dweller, the convert, he died when it was still Erev Shabbos. So we continue on the top of Ayin Aleph and Aleph. So the Braisa says, and the Gemara is going to ask questions on the Braisa, Afa Pisha Hichzik Yisrael Achav Ben Chasav, even if a different Jew was already established himself and he took a hold of the properties of this convert, which again the Gemara will ask, what does it mean, Afa Pisha Hichzik? It would seem to be that only because another Jew went and took a hold of the property before it became Shabbos, so Eiser, this Machzik, this one that took control of the property, makes it forbidden on the one that's dwelling there, because now again you're really back to two people having joint ownership in the Chatzar. Because although the second person is out of the equation, now you're left with one person, he should be able to carry in the chatzar because there's only one person that owns it. However, since another Jew came out and took control of it, so now he's the owner, so again, you're back to two people having rights in this property. So that's as if, let's say, that another Jew took control from before Shabbos. And again, what's the afalpi? It seems like that's only because of such the case. Then the braisa continues, Mishchashecha. However, if let's say the convert died when it was already nighttime, where there the Erev already took place that was between the Jew and the convert, then Afa Pishaloi Hichzik Yisrael Acha, then even if another Jew does not take control of the property, which means to say that the only one that's left over here is the Jew, Eino Yisrael, he will not make it forbidden. Again, the Gemara will ask, what does that mean? When another Jew is not machzik, does not take control of the convert's property, so this person is viewed as the sole dweller over here, and there's no one here to make an usher on him, and this, that the only way that it would become usher is because of this machzik, this other person that's taking control. So what does it mean that even though that no one else took control, it's now going to be usher? It's not even so. It's only in that type of case, because if someone else is machzik, then it technically would be possibly that it would be usher, because you would have another person over here in this chatz. And now the Gemara is going to ask these questions that we were talking about. So now, first, the Gemara asks, Hagufa Kasha, how do we understand the Braisa? You started off the Braisa saying, Amrit Mibayoyim, you said that if the convert died when it was still Erev Shabbos, before it's Shabbos started. So then you said, Afa Pisha Hichzik, that even though another Jew takes control of his property, that then it's going to be usher. Now the inference is, what do you mean, even though? That V'loy Mibayoyim Kalahichzik, that I wouldn't have to tell you that when another Jew does not take control, that it's going to be aser, which the Gemara asks other rabbi, to the contrary. If no one else takes control of the property of the non-Jew before Shabbos or at all, so then it's not going to be aser because the only one that's dwelling here now is this Jew from that owned the other property. So then that wouldn't be aser. It's only when someone else takes control of it. So Amar Papa, Papa says, you're right. The way you have to read the Brice is that Ema Afa Pisholehik, you should say that even though no one else took control from when it was still Friday in Erev Shabbos, and the person that did take control ultimately, this other Jew, he waited until it got nighttime till Shabbos. Now, although it would seem that therefore it was a heter for this other Jew, who at some point when Shabbos started was the only Jew in that chatzah, the only person in that chatzah. So therefore, it was permitted for him to carry. It's still going to be aser, as the Gemara will explain later on. Since this other Jew, who ultimately did take control of the convert's property, he had potential to go ahead and establish his rights of the control of that convert's property when it was still before Shabbos, if he wanted to. So it comes out that this property was hanging in the balance over there, that no one knew what it was going to be. So therefore, we were not even going to view it as if it was permitted for this other Jew, the one that was living there, who was the other partner there with the convert in the property. It wasn't even considered that it was even permitted for part of Shabbos. Because although, as we're explaining the Braisa right now, it means afa pishaloi hechzik, that even though another Jew did not take control, even though the words in our Braisa is afa pishalehechzik, the Rav Papa wants to answer right now, means to say even though another Jew did not take control, still it's going to be aser. Why? It was permitted for part of Shabbos, because it wasn't permitted for part of Shabbos. Because since this other Jew was able to take control because the convert had already died before Shabbos, so on some level we see that what he did on Shabbos was already in motion from before Shabbos, and therefore it's going to be aser totally for that other Jew. But then the Gemara asks, how can you say that, Rav Papa, that it means afa pishalehechzik? But read the words of the Braita. It says, even though that he did take control, then it's going to be aser. And you're trying to say it means even though he did not take control? So the Gemara says, hachakama. What we have to say is that there are words missing from the Braisa. And this that it says, afapi, is as we were saying, that it's in regards to even though he did not take control. Now, yet you're asking me, but it says, afapi shehichzik. What it means to say is that even though he was machzik, means to say that even though he should have, as the Gemara explains, that it is as Rav Papa explained, but although the words say af pishechzik is that you have to interpret that in a certain way. That you're right, even though he did not take control from when it was before Shabbos, only he did it at nighttime, still it's also why. Since it was in his koyach, it was in his potential to take establish authority on that property from before Shabbos, therefore it's going to be awesome. Again, so it is like a Republican interpretation, retaining the integrity of the words of the Braisa, that afa pisha hechzik yisrael achim nechasav, that even though another Jew could have taken control of the convert's property from before Shabbos, therefore, that's what the word afa piosa means, and still it's going to be aser. What do you mean still? It's only when what would be the inference we wanted to say, what, if no one else takes control, then it's going to be aser. Also, it's not true. No one else takes control, there's only a Jew left. Now the alpha P is going on, even though he only did it at nighttime, but since he could have done it during the daytime, that's why it's going to be awesome. So that resolves the first part of the Braisa. Now the Gemara goes to the second part of the Braisa. It says, so fine, that was if the convert died from before Shabbos. But then it said, Mishach HaSheikh, if he died at night, then afal pi shalehichzik yisrael acha, then even though another Jew did not take control of the convert's property, eina eiser, it's not going to be forbidden. So the Gemara asks, as we had mentioned before, what do you mean? Afal pi shalehichzik yisrael acha, you're saying that even though another Jew did not take control of the property, still it's not going to be aser. Now, v'lemibay, what does it mean, even so? It means to say, but you don't have to tell me, kihichzik, that when he does take control, that it's also for sure not going to be aser. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Adarabha, to the contrary. Kihichzik aser, when another person does take control of the convert's property, then you could say that it would be forbidden. What is the afap to sound like that? That's the bigger chiddush, that it didn't take control. What do you mean? And if he did take control, then that's for sure not going to be a problem. When someone else takes control, that is when it is a problem, because now we see two people here, not just one. So I'm Rav Papa. Again, Rav Papa comes to interpret. So you should say that it means not afa pisha loy hechzik. You should say that even though that he did take control, he's not going to make it a problem for the other Jew because of the concept of since it was permitted for part of Shabbos, because he only took control of it once already a few hours into Shabbos. Oh, once Bein HaShemesh started and it was a good property for this Yisrael because there was no one else here. So even though he takes control, it's not going to be a problem. But again, the Gemara asked the same question that asked in Rav Papa on the Reisha, but va'afa pishalai hechzik tani. How can you say that it means even though that he did take control when it was already dark, but the Braita says that even though he did not take control. So again, the Gemara says, hachikama, the way you have to learn the Braita is that the word's missing. And this that it says afal pi is like Rav Papa said, it's told about that he was machzik. Now, although it says that afa pishaloi hechzik, what it means to say is that since he could not have, again, really it's the same thing as the chiddush of the Reisha, just in regards to the opposite case here in the Sefer, that since he could not have established his rights during the day, and that means that we didn't have any suffix by Bein HaShemashis, because at the time of Bein HaShemashis, when it was twilight, when Shabbos was starting, the one that was muhzik, that was established on this property, was the convert himself. He wasn't dead yet. And if this other Jew would want to have come during that time period to be machzik, he couldn't have. And therefore, we see that it was mutter for some part of Shabbos, and therefore, it's not going to be us now, when this Jew comes a few hours into Shabbos to take control of the property of the convert that died when Shabbos started, as the Gemara explains. That afa pisha hechzik misha chashecha, that it's like Rav Papa is saying, that afa pi is going on, that even though he did take control of it, once it was Shabbos starting, but kiven delehav lelahachzim b'mayoyim, since he did not have potential to go ahead and establish and take over the control when it was still Shabbos, when it's still Friday before Shabbos, meaning by Bein HaShemashis, because the convert was still alive then, eino isur, therefore he's not going to make it forbidden. So again, that was the conclusion of explaining the Braisim, which was difficult, the afal pi, how we learned it. Now, Papa said it's really the opposite of what it seemed intuitively the Braisa was saying, and therefore he was able to answer both the Reisha and the Sefer that it was really the opposite type of case. And the word afal pi was saying that although ultimately he did or he didn't, but it was talking about regarding the potential what he had from before Shabbos and that would be the main kiveya, the main establishment, whether it would make a problem on the other Jew or not. If he was able to do it from before Shabbos, then there would be a problem on the Jew. If he wasn't able to, and even though he took it when Shabbos started, it doesn't make a difference. The main idea is by Bein HaShemashis, if it was within his rights, therefore we view him as there, and then he would make a problem on the other Jew. If not, then he won't make a problem on the Jew. But now the Gemara concludes the question why he brought the Braisa under Rav Nachman. K'tani mi'es reisha. One thing we see is that we saw in the first part of the Braisa that this Yairish, this inheritor, this person that's establishing his right, he's inheriting the property of the convert. Whoever comes along is considered the inheritor. We say that Oyser, that he will make it a problem, as the way we explained the Braisa with Rav Papa, means to say even if he didn't take control of it, but he was able to, but ultimately we view him as there, and therefore he's going to make it us. The question is, according to Rav Nachman, Amai Oyser, why do we say that the Yairish is going to make a problem on the other Jew? Nivatil, let him relinquish his rights. As Rav Nachman had said, that a Yairish could be Mevatel. So why is the Braisa saying that he's going to make it Usr? He won't make it Usr on the other Jew. The new Jew that's coming to take control will say, you know what, I'm relinquishing my rights and I won't make it a problem for you. On that, the Gemara answers, as it had answered on the previous Braisa that it had asked on the previous staff, my Usr Naman the Ketani, what do you think it means that he makes it forbidden? It means Achi Vatel until he goes out and relinquishes his rights. Already, although he could do that, but we're told him until he does that, then we view him as he is the owner in the property, and then we have two owners, that's a problem. Yes, of course he could, but it means that it's going to be us until he does the bit. That was one approach to answering the Braisa. Rabbi Yechina says, Masniyasa, these Braises, which is this Braisa we just quoted and the Braisa from the previous daf, which we had asked, that both Braises seem to indicate that a Yairish will make it forbidden, which was a question under Rav Nachman, why it's making forbidden, he could be Mevatel. So we had answered that, yes, it meant up until he's Mevatel. Now Rabbi Yechina gives a different answer. He says, Mani, who is the town of these two Braises? Bishamahi, they're Bishamah. Oh, if it's Beishamai, Da'ami Ein Bitl Rishus B'Shabbos. Beishamai says you cannot do a relinquishing of rights on Shabbos, and therefore it's not a question on Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman is going to Beis Hill. Beis Hill says you could even do it on Shabbos. If you can do it on Shabbos, then of course you can go ahead and do it. But these brises say you can't do a bitl if you're a Yairish, is because he only gets it on Shabbos. And Beishamai say you can't do a bitl on Shabbos. Not like we learned in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Me'imisai Neisn Rishus. From when can you do this giving over of your rights in the Chatzah, which is the concept of bitl? Beishamay said you could only do it when it's still before Shabbos. Once it's Shabbos, you can't do Bittul anymore. It's similar to Erevin, that the Erev could also only be done from before Shabbos. Beis Hillel said you could even do it when it's dark. And again, Rav Nachman is going like Beis Hillel. And maybe there's no question from these two brises on Rav Nachman that, yes, of course you can't do Bittul. But it's not because you're a Yairish, because anybody can't do Bittul according to Beis Shammai once already Shabbos. And these two cases, we're both talking about that it happened on Shabbos. Now the Gemara, once we mentioned this Machlikas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, goes to explain this Machlikas of our Mishnah of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Amar Ula. My time in the Bissil, what is the understanding of Bissil? Why is it allowed to do Bittul even when it's already Mishatechshah, when it's dark? As we're going to see later on the Gemara, that it seems to be that's a somewhat of a kinyan, an acquisition. And you can't do kinyanim on Shabbos, so what's the understanding of Bissil? And that Ula says, Nasa ka'imir kalach etzel yafes. It's similar to the concept that we find by Truma, that the owner told the one that did the shlichas of the Truma, he says, you should have gone to the better produce. Which, what this concept is talking about, if someone goes ahead and takes off Truma from his friend's produce without asking permission beforehand. So we learn the Brice and Bab Metzia and Afchav Bezim et al, that if the owner comes and he sees that someone went and took off Truma from his produce, and he tells the guy that did it, he says, you should have gone, Kalach Etzel Yafes, should have gone to the better stuff and taken off better type of Truma. So then the halacha is that if he has better ones, we say that means that it was a valid truma, because this owner was being megala das, he's revealing that he was pleased with what was done. And we said that it was as if he had made this person his shliach, his messenger, previously. So here also, it's the same type of idea, that since now this person is doing the bittul, so he's revealing his intention that originally he was permitting this to be like this. It's just that he forgot he didn't join the Erev. And therefore, what Ula is technically saying is that we don't view this as a hakna, an acquisition of Rishuyas on Shabbos. Rather, we view this as if it was done already from before Shabbos. He's revealing himself by saying that all along I didn't want to make this a problem, that I should be the only other person that's not a joint pluralistic one. And I'll show you that because I'm saying I don't want to be rights over here. So therefore, it's similar to the concept of Kalach Etzel Yafes, which we're saying retroactively, we view as if this was your intention. You wanted this person to do the Truma, although you didn't even tell him, but now you're being Megali Adas. Here also, by the fact that you're doing Bittul, you're being Megali Adas that really you had wanted to join and not pose a problem from before Shabbos. So we say retroactively, that's the same thing that's going to work. That's the understanding of Bissil, and we don't view it as if you're doing it now, because by Truma also it wouldn't help now, the person already did it. Rather, we say that your Gilu Das shows retroactively that that's what you wanted. Abaye says he's doicha this pshat of Ula to as the explanation of Bissil. Says because meis nachi b'Shabbos, when the non-Jew dies on Shabbos, where that's not possible to have been done from before Shabbos, and yet in spite of that, we do say by those cases also that let's say there was two Jews and one non-Jew, where the two Jews are a problem and they can't join the Erev because they have the non-Jew there also. We say when the non-Jew dies on Shabbos, that then they could do the bittul one to the other. My kalach etzel yafesika. How do you find over there the concept of that it should work retroactively? And that's how you're explaining the concept of bittul. But you don't have that over there because you couldn't have done that and to say retroactively that's when it was from done, because the non-Jew was still alive Erev Shabbos and you could not have done the Erev from before Shabbos. So if you want to say the opinion of Bissil is based on kalach etzel yafes, that wouldn't work in the case of Nachri when he dies on Shabbos. And yet we do say bittul was working in such a case. Elahacha, rather, Abai says a different interpretation of Bissil. Says over here, Bahal Kamefki, this is what Bisham and Bissil are arguing about. The Bisham is Bisham hold, Bittul Rishus, Mikne Rishusu. The understanding principle of the halach of Bittul is a concept of hakna, of you're acquiring my property, I'm giving you over the rights that I have over here. Now, Mikne Rishusa b'Shabbos Aser, doing Hakna on Shabbos, making an acquisition on Shabbos is forbidden because that's similar to Mekicha Memcha, to business dealings, which that's a Issa of Mimtzechevtzecha, you're not allowed to do your business dealings on Shabbos. That's why Beis Shammai say Bittul cannot be done on Shabbos. Ubisil Shabbos, Ubisil hold, Istaluki Rishusa b'Amahu. There's no acquisition over here. I'm just removing myself from this Chatzir. And to remove yourself on Shabbos, that you could do. I'm just not an owner anymore. I'm not making any haknois over here. I'm not selling something over here. I'm not giving you anything. I'm just removing myself. Or if you're just removing yourself, that could be done even on Shabbos. That's what Abaye says is the understanding of the machlekes of Beis Shammai Bissil. And that's what Bissil allows Bittul to be done even on Shabbos. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, talking about Shetufim Avayis. Although we were speaking about Eruv Chatzeres, now we're going to move on to the larger picture of Shetufim Avayis, which is when there's many different courtyards that opened up into one mother. As we explained many times, the structure of the cities that they had, that their houses would open up into the courtyard, and that's what they all used as their space. Then those courtyards would open up into a mavai, which would be the alleyway which joined many courtyards. And then those courtyards, those alleyways, those mavais, would open up into the Rosh Hashanah, the public domain, again, and that would be the center of the city. So the Mishnah says, Balabayis shayeshutif l'shcheinu. If there was a homeowner that had a partnership with his neighbors that were in the mavai. Now, that was just a regular partnership. It wasn't for the purpose of shituf. Now, shituf is that everybody joins together and they put all their stuff, let's be it bread or wine, into one place. Now, you keep it in one of the chatzeres. Then we see that we view all the chatzeres of the mavai as joined together as if they're one big chatzer. Now, this person was a partner with other people in the mavai, but not for the sake of shituf, just because they happened to have been partners in a certain product. Lezebayayin, that is for one mavai he was with wine, and with the other mavai he was also with wine. As the Gemara will explain, in the first part of the Gemara, we'll explain that we're talking about that it was in one vessel. In such a case, in a tzrichan arv, they do not have to join together, because we already view them together in that venture that they already had in that product. So this, that he's joined together with both of them, already from this fact that he's a partner with them, is good enough to work for the shetuvim advice. However, lezeb yain, lezeb shemen, but if let's say with one mava he's with wine, with another one he's with oil, that's not considered one shetuv. And therefore you cannot rely on it, because that was split up into two different vessels, so we view it as two different things, and therefore it's tzrichan arv, then they're going to have to go ahead and join together. We can't view that as one joint venture. Reb Shimon says, no, it doesn't make a difference. Even if one is with oil and one is with wine, we will view it as one big shituf, and therefore he's joined together with both mevois together in one big happy family, one big shituf. The Gemara will explain this machlekes, and the Gemara will explain the first case. First, the Gemara says, to explain the ratio of the Mishnah, Amar Rav, ubekli echad. Rav says that this that we said, that if he's a partner with those in his mavi, with this one with wine and this one with wine, it means to say that they all join together in one vessel. But if it would be in two vessels, then that wouldn't work. Now, although Basil said on the Mem Tesem et Alf in Perek Mishitziu that when you put an Eiv in two different kelim, it's kosher, there it's different, because over there they were joining with the intention to create an Eiv. Now, and they filled it up, everyone's joining and joining, they're filling up in a vessel, and then it overflows, so they put it into a second one. But over here, they did not join for the purpose of shituf. We said they just happened to have been partners. So with one vessel, yes, with two vessels, not. That's what Rav says. So this concept of that we view it as one is only if they all join together into one vessel. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Dekanami, the inference seems to be meduktik, like what Rav said, the Gtanim, because learned Mishnah. There's two cases in our Mishnah. We said lezeb yain ulezeb shemen. We said the next case said, but if let's say with this one with wine and this one with oil, then they do have to join together. Now, if you're going to say like the way Rav said that it works with one vessel and it doesn't work with two, so now we understand the two cases of our Mishnah. Reish lebekli echad v'sev v'shnekei l'mshaper. Right, the Reish is talking about that it was one vessel, so then he could join them all together because of one vessel. The sefer that says that this one oil and this one with wine, that's not going to work, is because that's obviously two different vessels. Eliyamet Reish v'shnekei l'm. But if you're going to say the Reish is also talking about two different vessels, v'sev v'shnekei l'm, the sefer is also two different vessels. Maliyain v'yain, maliyain v'shem. So what would be the difference between the Reish and the sefer? Why would the Reish say that works? And why would the sefer say it's not work? They're both talking about two different vessels. What's the difference? Why should it make a difference if it's wine or oil? It's still two different vessels, and we should not join it, can view it as one big shituf. Abaya says, not a raya. Maybe Rav's interpretation is correct, but it's not a raya from a Mishnah. Because yain v'yain ro'u la'arv. Wine and wine is fit to join together. And therefore, even though it wasn't mixed together, we can rely on it and say that we view it as one big thing because it's fit to be joined. Yain v'shemen ain ro'u la'arv, but wine and oil is not fit to be mixed. You can't mix these two things. It's going to ruin each one of them. And therefore, that we're going to say that now that it's in two different vessels, we're not going to view it as one. But although wine and wine is also two different vessels, that's not a right, because since it is fit to be mixed, therefore halachically we will see it as one big shituv, and that maybe that's why the Reish is talking about that it's going to work, even that it is two different vessels. Now the Gemara continues explaining that on the safe of the Mishnah, Reb Shimon Eimer, Echad ze ve'echad ze ein tzrichan arv. Reb Shimon said that both cases, whether that it be with one with wine and the other one with wine, or one with wine and one with oil, doesn't make a difference. Either one, you're not going to have to go ahead and join together. It's good. which the Gemara asks, "Fafil lezeh b'yayin lezeh b'shemen." Is that really true? That even if one is with wine and one is with oil, you're going to view it as one big shita, but it's not even fit to mix together. And definitely, you can't have it in one vessel, but and for sure it's in two vessels. And how do you see two different vessels that he's joining with one mavi and with the other one to view it as one big thing? Amar Rabba, Hachmayiskinan. What we're talking about is, and this will like help us understand the actual halachas of the Mishnah. B'chatzer shebein shnei mevoyis. We're talking about a courtyard that's between two different mevoyis. And it's not like had we assumed up until now that we were talking about a shita of one mavir. That is, up until now we had assumed that the case of a mishnah was talking about we have one chatzer with many other chatzeris in one mavir. That we said that if with one chatzer he went ahead, let's say there's three chatzeris and there is one person here, that it's a partner with one chatzer and with the other chatzer. So with one of them he had joined with wine, the other one had joined with oil. So we can't view that as one big shitav. How's that going to work? It's two different products and we have to view them all as one big shitav. And that we had a question. So how could Reb Shimon say that it's going to work? Lezebayan, Lezebashemen. So now the Gemara is saying we're not talking about such a cave. Rather, what we're talking about is there's one chatzer in between two different mavois. So that is every mavoi joins together. This chatzer, he's both. He's opening to both mavois. He wants to join with both. So with one he does with wine, one he does with oil, and they're two different shetufim, two different eirvin. And that is, that will work. He could join with either one with different products. Reb Shimon l'tamim, Shimon is going according to his reasoning that he says that one courtyard could join in two eirvin with two different mavois. Now, although, and this is how it's going to be understood depending on Reb Shimon, that although the two different mavois did not join together, that doesn't make it a problem, even though he could be mutter with both, but they're not going to be mutter with each other. That's not a problem. Here also, that even though the shituf that he's doing with each one is not going to join them all together, and now that mavi is not going to be able to carry with that mavi, but he's going to be permitted with both of them. And the chiddush of that concept is that we don't make a decree that maybe he's going to take kalim that were started off Shabbos in that mavi and bring it to the other mavi through his chatzar because he's permitted with both. We say we're not concerned with that. And this is Reb Shimon l'shitasa d'tanan, like we learned in the Mishnah earlier on Memheyam and Beis, that Amr Reb Shimon said, Lamaha davar demra. Reb Shimon says, what can this be compared to which the Mishnah over there was talking about when a person who was sleeping, he was there on the outside of a city with not in any area, not in the bayis, not in a city, and he wakes up, he only gets dalad amas. So he said, let's say there were three people within six amas of each other, from one to the next with six amas, the other one to the next with six amas, so the middle one, he overlaps with either one on either side, but the outer ones don't. Shimon said, this could be compared to L'sholosh chatzeyes ha-psucha zu-lezu, to three courtyards that each one open up side by side to each other. U'psucha zu-lezu, and in front of them it opens up into the public domain of the Rosh Hashanah, which the halacha is, and this is what he was comparing to what he was saying, the halacha is with three people that get dalad amas. The ivrushtaim ha-chatzeyes imam tzoyes, if the two outer ones go ahead and make an eruv with the middle one, so the halacha is, he muteres imohem, the middle one is permitted with the two outer ones because he's joined with them. The Heimutar Sima, and they're also permitted with him. But the Shtai Mechitzayin is Asrim Zumazu, but the two outer ones are Asr, one with the other. And therefore, he was saying that would be the same halacha when these three people that wake up and now it's Shabbos, that he's permitted with them and they're permitted with him because he overlaps there at least an area between them. But the outer ones are Asr with each other because they're now within Dalet Amos of the other ones. That's what Reb Shimon says, and this is what it says over there in Perek Mishitziu. So therefore, we find Reb Shimon says that you do see the concept that one chatzer could join in two different eruvin. But according to the Rabban over there in that Mishnah, if you made a shituf with wine and with one vessel, then we'll see the two mevayis as if they joined in one big shituf with that middle chatzer, and that would be okay. And that's what the understanding of our Mishnah means, lezebayayin, lezebayayin. When you have one chatzer in between two different mevayis, then we'll see both mevayis and the chatzer together as one big shituf. But when it's done with one with wine and with the other mother with shemen, where that's two different ervin. Now, since the two mavois are usher one with the other, because they never were joined together, they were only joined with the chatzer individually, so then he will also be usher with them, and then they will be usher with him, as we had learned over the Perek Mishitziu. It's only Reb Shimon that understands that one can do two ervin. According to the Rabban, the whole you cannot do, that is the machlikis of our Mishnah. If it's going to work, lezeh b'shem and lezeh b'yayin, it will be in such a case where he's making two different shetufim, which that, of course, could work. The only question is, will we allow that to work? According to Rabban, we will not, because one cannot make two erevin with two different mevoyis, two different chatzeres. According to Rabban, that it does work, that's what it means, lezeh b'yayin u'lezeh b'shem. Amalei Abayi. So Abayi says regarding this interpretation of the Machlokes in our Mishnah of Reb Shimon Rabbanon, he says it's not a riot. Me dummy, can you compare the Machlokes in our Mishnah to the Machlokes over there regarding Shalosh Chatzeres Absuchah Zu Lezu? Hasim Katani, there we learn in the Mishnah in Mehayim Abayis, Shtayim Achatzeres Asura Zu Mezu, the two outer courtyards are forbidden one with the other. Look at the terminology in our Mishnah. He doesn't say that they're usher one with the other, if that's the case that you're comparing it to. In our Mishnah, it says that he don't have to make an Erev, which sounds like that everybody's mutter. It's good. It's a good Erev that he made. Lezebayan, Lezebashem. No, that's not true. Because based on what you're comparing it to that halacha, it's that he's good with them and they're good with them, but it's not everybody's good. What do you mean, in Tzrich La'arav? Of course, you would have to make an Erev for the outer ones. And that the Gemara answers, that's not a question. My answer, what does it mean that you don't have to make an Erev? It means Shcheinim Behadi Balabais. It means the neighbors of each mother with the owner of their chatzah that's between each mother. But yes, of course, regarding the neighbors, in other words, if the people of this mother want to go ahead and join with the people of the other mother, of course they would have to be ma'arav, and they would have to put bread in this courtyard to have it all viewed as one big thing. But it's not a question. It is the same machlekes as we have over there. And that's what he says, it means to say for this person in this chatzur, he doesn't have to go ahead and make an Erev because he is mutter with lezebayan and lezebashemen. But yes, the outer ones are not mutter with each other, and they would have to go ahead and make an Erev if they wanted to view it as one big Erev, as one big shetuvim advice. Now continue on with Beis. That was one interpretation. Rav Yosef says, he says, in truth, it's not this new case that we created of one chatzur joining with two different mavois. It's rather as we had assumed originally in the Gemara, they were talking about one mavoi. Now, the question was, according to Reb Shimon, how could Lezebayai and Lezebashemen be one big Erev? In other words, we're talking about one mavoi, which is that we have three chatzeres, and that each one is opening up into this mavoi. So we say that you have to view all three chatzeres as one area. Now, with one, there was three. So the middle one, or whoever one, he went and Ted said, I'm joining with you with wine. And he went to the other one and said, I'm joining with you with oil. How can we view them as one big chatzer in this mavoi if they're two different products? On that he says, Reb Shimon v'Rabbanon beplukted Reb Yechon ben Nuri v'Rabbanon k'mefkei. We can understand it with the following machlokes. That now we learn the Mishnah t'ful yayin. Shemen, regarding oil, shetzaf al gabei yayin, that's floating on top of wine, where it's explained that this is talking about truma. V'naga t'ful yayin b'shemen. And now a t'ful yayin who has a halacha of tumah that will only be metamah something that will not have that tumah be conveyed even further. So if v'naga t'ful yayin b'shemen, and this t'ful yayin touches oil, which is floating on top of the wine, loy pasul el shemen b'vad, Tanakama holds, the only thing that he's going to invalidate, he's going to make impure, is the oil, because oil and wine are considered two different products. He's touching the oil cannot go ahead and convey it any further to a next product, so the wine's going to stay tar. Nuri holds that no, they're viewed as one product, they're attached, therefore, although it cannot go ahead and convey to a next item, the oil and the wine are not considered different items. They're viewed as one big item, and therefore, even though you're touching only the oil, the wine will also become impure. And therefore, Rabbanan k'Rabbanan, Reb Shimon k'Reb Yechon ben Nuri. You want to understand how does it work, Reb Shimon, to say one with oil, one with wine? Because he holds a Reb Yechon ben Nuri that says the wine and oil are viewed as one liquid, one product, like we find by the Lochas of Tumah, that he says that they will view it as one thing, and even though you're touching the oil, the wine will come impure. Same thing over here, that although he's doing with one with oil, one with wine, we're going to view it as one product, and that is why we'll view it as one big shetuvim avos for this one mavoi. Now the Gemara says, regarding this machlokes that we had in our Mishnah, so we had two opinions. Now the Gemara brings a third opinion, different than both we had in our Mishnah. Tanya Lina Braisa. Reb Elazar ben Tadoi Omer says, Echad zeh ve'echad zeh, whether it's one that he's joined with one with wine and the other one with wine, or if he's doing with one with wine and one with oil, Tzrich l'arv, both cases you're going to have to make an Erev. In other words, even Lezebayan, Zebayan, they're more machmer than even the Rabbanan Mishnah, that even there it's not going to work. You're going to have to go ahead and create and do one new shituf with all them together. Which the Gemara asks, but for Lezebayan, Lezebayan, is that really true that he's going to say that it's usser, even if you went ahead and joined with each one with wine? Now, why wouldn't that work? Especially according to the interpretation of Rab, that it's talking about a one kli, why wouldn't it work? They're joining with the same item. So now the Gemara explains, to understand this machlekes, Reb Elazar ben Tadoi, Amar Rabba. Zeba b'legina b'shavach, if this one's coming with his pitcher and pouring into this one vessel, v'zeba b'legina b'shavach, if this one's coming with his pitcher and pouring into the vessel, now until the barrel fills up, then even if they did not join with the intention of creating a shituf in the beginning, as we had said when we explained the Mishnah, they just happened to be partners, kuli amaloi pliga to have an erev. Nobody, even Elizabeth today, would argue that that definitely would be considered an erev, and you could rely on it because everyone went and brought their own wine and joined in this one vessel, so of course they could see it as one big partner. Key pligi, the machloikis was, kagoin shalokhi chavishal yayin b'shutas, when they bought together a barrel of wine as partners. And that is the machlekes is Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi Savar. He holds ein breira. He holds that we cannot view as which part is whose. And therefore it's like as if they had joined with money, because it's not clear whose wine is what. We don't see that, okay, I see up to 20 inches of this or 20 liters or whatever it is that this is yours and this is yours. We don't see whose is what. So therefore, what do I own over here? I only own a monetary value. Monetary value is not enough to go ahead and create this shituf. We need to have it with an actual food product. Oh, that we don't see. So therefore, that's not going to be good. Rabban Sarva Yeshbri, but Rabban who say that yayin v'yayin does work is because talking about that they bought the wine together. So this is Lezebiyan, Lezebiyan. They hold the concept that Yeshbri, we do see whose is what retroactively, that we could say that that was yours and this is yours and this is yours. Therefore, we see everyone here as a partner in the wine. That's why it's going to work. It's talking about such a case. That is the understanding of Lezebiyan Tadoy. Of course, if it was actual wine, he would hold that's good. We're talking about that they bought it together. Another interpretation of the Gemara of this Machlekes is, if Yosef Amar, says, Rebelezer ben Tadoi v'Rabbanan, you know what they're arguing about? Besimchin al shituf b'mokam erev kamifika. They're arguing regarding, do you rely on shituf when you did not do an erev chatzeres? And there is two different levels that happen. You have the houses, the homes that open up into the courtyard. And then for them to be able to carry into the courtyard, you have to do what's called the Rubichatzeres. Then you have each courtyard opening up into the larger area of the Mavoi. For them to carry in each other's Chatzeres in the Mavoi, they have to do what's called the Shetufa Mavois. So we're talking about in a case when you did not do it in the Rubichatzeres, the homes did not join in the Chatzer, but this Chatzer was one of the members that joined with the larger area of the Mavoi. The Machlekes is, can we rely on that to work even for the in place of the Rubichatzeres? And that is, Ben Tadoi agrees that the Mavoi is going to be Mutter. His whole machlekes was regarding the chatzer itself. Rabban hold, since they went and joined with the larger joint venture of the joining in the mavois, so they don't have to go ahead and be ma'arv the chatzeres one with each other, and therefore they're permitted to carry from one to the other through the openings that are between them, because the shittav of the mavi that they're open to enjoins the chatzeres together and rely on the shittav of the mavi in place of the erev of the chatzer. But the Tadoi holds that no, you don't rely on the sheet of Mavoi to work in place of the Rubi Chatzeres. As the Gemara says, the Mar Saver ain't Samchen. Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi held that we don't rely on the sheet of to work in place of the Rubi Chatzeres. Umar Saver Samchen, and however, the Rabban held that we do rely on, that was their Machlikis when he says, Lezebayayin, Lezebayayin. It meant to say that although it's not going to be a good Erev, because they did not join together. However, but since they joined with the Mavoi and the larger Mavoi, that is why the Rabban said it would work, and Rabban ben Doi said it won't work. So Amr Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael says, "Beno aminala, from where do I know this, that this is exactly what they are arguing? I could prove to you that this was their machlekes. The Amr Rabbi Yehuda Marav, halacha kriya mei, because Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Rav, that the halacha is like Rav Meir, that we do not rely on shituv, but makam Erev, that when you only did shituv and not Erev, that will not work. And Va'amar Rav Bruna Marav, and someone else said in name of Rav, that halacha Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi, the halacha follows him in this machlekes, that Lezebayayin, Lezebayayin will not work. Now, my time, now why does Rav hold by both of them, that the halacha follows Rav Meir and Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi? La Mishum Dechat Taima, isn't it obvious because it's one reason. The reason is that we do not rely on Shituv, but Makam Erev, because that is what Rav Meir's halacha is, and therefore that's probably what Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi's halacha is also, that it's because they were told me that you did Shituv, but you didn't do Rubi Chatzeres. Somebody Abaya says, no, it's not a raya. And to the contrary, v'ichatayimahu, if they're both really one reason, of based on the principle of that you don't rely on shittuf b'mokim eruv chatzeres, so tarteichas olamali, why would I need two halachas, meaning two halachic statements of Rav, for one reason? And that is, why'd Rav say both? Just say one. If it's really one halacha, then why would I have to say both halachas? And Rashi explains a little bit deeper. He says, I could understand why he would have to say the halacha is like Rav Meir, even if he says halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi. Because if I only said the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi, I would have thought to say that what is the understanding of Rabbi Elazar? It's not because you don't rely on shituf b'mokim erev. Rather, it's because he holds that you cannot be ma'arev chatzeres, you cannot do an erev chatzeres with wine, like Rav Meir says later on. And this shituf of Ben Tadoi was talking about wine, as we said, lezebeyayin, like it says in our Mishnah. And that's why we will not rely on it for the chatzeres. So again, that was the case of our Mishnah. We said lezebeyayin was talking about with one movi with that, and with one movi with that. So although that, of course, that will be a good shituf mevois. As we said, that lezebeyayin, that will work. The problem was that we didn't do it with the chatzer itself. That was what we said was the machlekes between Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi and Rabbanan. So maybe we would have thought to say that that was based on the principle that, yes, you know why it will not work for the chatzer. Not because shetufa mevayis doesn't work for rivach chatzeres. It's because that shetufa mevayis was with wine. And wine doesn't work as a rivach chatzeres. But where the shetuf, let's say, was done with bread, maybe then I would rely on lezebepas, that when you do a shetufa mevayis, that would work as a rivach chatzeres. That's why I have to tell you that Lochaz HaGemeya, that Rav Gidl said in the name of Rav, that is later on the Gemara explains, is that's talking about that even when you did a shita with bread, and that in spite of that, Rav Meir says that it's usr. But the question of that the Gemara is posing right now is that since he's also saying that Lochaz HaGemeya, that even by bread we do not rely on it of the shita of mevayis to work through Rav Chatzeres, so why would I have to say Lochaz HaGemeya if Rav Elazar is saying the same principle of that shituf doesn't work, but makam erev, then what do I need Rabbi Elazar for? I already know for a mayor, even in the case when it's bread. As we said, if we only had Rabbi Elazar, I would have thought, okay, that's because it was done with the shituf, was done with wine. And although that's a good shituf, that is where he argued under Rabbanan that to say that will not work, but makam erev chatzeres, because the erev chatzeres needs bread. It won't work with wine. But once we say Rabbi Meir that says that it's not going to work even with bread, so that then what's Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi adding on more than that? So therefore, according to that interpretation that you're trying to prove from there, that that's the machlekes, Rav Yosef, that wouldn't make sense. Because why do I need two halachas to say the same idea? Rather, Abaye says, Hakamashmalam. The chiddush that we're saying, why we're saying both halachas of Rav Meir and Rav Elazar ben Tadoi is, Tuloyavdinan kitre chumri be'ervin, that we don't follow two different stringencies by Ervin. And from the fact that Rav had to say that the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi, the chiddush that we're saying is that we don't follow two stringencies from one Tana in the halachas of Ervin. And that's because Rameyah's halacha includes two different chumras, two different stringencies. One is that we don't rely for the chatzeris on the shituv of the mavoi, whether the shituv was done with bread, that's one chumrah, and whether it was done with wine, that's another chumrah. That's because the Rabbanon, they argue on Rameh regarding bread, but they agree to him regarding wine, yes, that's not going to work. But the Rabbanon of our Mishnah here, they say that even if the shituf was done with wine, as we said, that we would rely on the shituf of lezebeyayin, which again, we explained that's told by shituf, that of course everyone agrees that will be a good shituf, but the machlekes in our Mishnah was if that will work even for the Eruv HaChatzeres. The Rabbanan our Mishnah say that not only does shituf b'mokum erev work, it works even b'mokum yayin. So it comes out that Rameyah has two chumras. That is, we have two Rabbanans that argue on Rameyah. We have one that argues in him regarding bread, that says that no, when you do the shituf with bread, then it's going to work b'mokum erev. But with wine, they agree to him that there it's not going to work because wine doesn't work. Even if you say shituf b'mokum erev, it doesn't work as a Rav Chatzeres. Then we have the Rabbanan of our Mishnah that argues on him even regarding wine, that not only does shituf work b'mokum erev, it works even when it's done with wine. So again, that comes out that there's two stringencies from Rameyah. Now, Rav holds like both stringencies, both chumras of Rav Meir, but he couldn't have established the halacha like him by both chumras, as we explained, because by Erevin, we don't follow one Tana for two chumras. That is why he had to say that halacha follows Rav Elazar ben Tadoi by one of these halachas, that we don't rely on chatzeres when the shittah of the mavi was done with wine. And therefore, then when we have the machlokes of Rav Meir and Rabban by bread, then we could say the halacha is like Rav Meir, because we couldn't use him for both chumras. So that's the understanding. It's not a contradiction. That is, the machlokes between Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi and the Rabban of our Mishnah is talking about specifically regarding wine. Maybe they don't argue by saying regarding halacha of if shituf works b'makam erev. Maybe Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi would agree that shituf works b'makam erev. But that's only by bread. By wine, it wouldn't work. But then the question is, regarding both halachas, you want to know why he says both halachas? Because we needed to say this halacha of shita b'mokum erev, although really would have been included already with the halacha of Rameya. So why do I need to say halacha like Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi? Especially if he's not even saying the principle of the ain't shita b'mokum erev. He's only saying that the erev won't work by wine, because wine's not working as a Rav Chatzeres. That is because we needed to say by levels, because we couldn't go to this Rameyer straight, because that would be including both chumras. One, that Erev doesn't work with wine, and that's why if the sheet of the mavi is with wine, it won't work for the Ruvach HaTeris with wine. That is the machloikis of our Mishnah. The Rebbe Elazar ben Tadoi says that wine is not going to work as Ruvach HaTeris. Only then we can go on to Rebbe Meir for one stringency, not for both, and we say that, you know what, it's not going to work even if the sheet of mavi was done with bread, which that would work as an individual Ruvach HaTeris if it's done with bread. But shituf does not work, but Malkum Erev, that's what Abaye says, not like Rabbi Yosef, it's not necessarily, and to the contrary, it would make sense that it's not the same halacha, because if it was, why would I have to say halacha like Elizabeth today? And that he's saying that it's a different halacha, it's one of that shituf of wine will not work for the Ruvach HaTeris of wine, and then we can go ahead and say the next halacha, Rabbi Meir, that now, you know what? Shituf HaMavai never works for Ruvach HaTeris, and that's why even if it was done with bread, it's not going to work. Now the Gemara quotes, Meir 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 Rabban. What is this Machlokes Rabban and Rabban that we just quoted regarding that he holds a cheat if it does not work with Malkum Erev? They're telling, we learned the Braisa. Me'arvin mechatzeris bepas. We can join together the quarter with bread. The Muratzel Arv b'yayim. And if they want to make the Erev mechatzeris with wine, in Me'arvin they cannot join together. And the reason being is because an Erev of chatzeris is based on the concept of dira, of dwelling. To join their dwelling place as if they all live in one house or one area, as the Gemara said in Perek Mishitziyu above in Mem Tesemet Al. Now, a dira, a dwelling, a residential area of a person, is not based on where his wine is. Rather, only where his bread is. That's where his main meal is. So, therefore, Ruvach HaTeris will only work with bread, not with wine. Mishtatfin b'mavi b'yayin. If a person wants, he can make a sheet of a mavi with wine, because a sheet of a mavi is only to join the chatzeris in the mavi, not the reshus of the houses, and a chatzer is not a base dira, so therefore that will work even with wine, and definitely would work even with bread, because that's even more chashav, as the Braisa says, v'imratzu lishtatzer v'pas, if they want to join with bread, yes, mishtatzer they could join with bread also, but it could even be done with wine, because that's not based on the concept of dira. Then the Braisa says, ma'avim mechatzeris, they could join in the courtyards that are open one to the other. Now, but even though that they joined through their openings of one courtyard to the other, umishtatfin b'mavi, they have to join together with a sheet of the mavi to permit the mavi. And if not, the courtyards are permitted one to the other, but the mavi is going to be asr. And that is because we do not rely on the Erev b'malkim the sheetiv, and we will not rely on the sheetiv b'malkim on the Erev. That is where they did not go ahead and make their own Ruvach HaTeris. The sheetiv will not work, and that's the opinion of Remeya, as we had quoted before, that the old sheetiv never works. Even if you made a sheet, it will not work for Erev. And what's the reason? Because that the children should not forget the halacha of Ruvach HaTeris, because if they're going to rely on this, they're going to forget the halacha of Erev, because no one's doing Ruvach HaTeris anymore, because they're relying on the sheet of Mavais. They're going to say, you know what, our father didn't make an Erev, and still they carry in the courtyard. So therefore, but they're not going to realize because they were relying on the sheet of Mavais. That's the understanding of the opinion of Remeya. But where each chatzer made their own Erev and they joined together in the mavoi, then even if the chatzeris did not join with each other, then the sheet of the mavois would join them together and they would be able to carry one from the other, whether through the mavoi or whether through the openings between their courtyards, as the Mishnah says, that mavoi is for chatzeris like a chatzer is to batim. And just like an Erev of a chatzer joins all the houses together, so too a sheet of a mavoi joins all the chatzeris together. So this that we're saying, Rashi explains, that it's going to be, one, shituv will not work for chatzer, and chatzer will not work for shituv, but that means to say, but if they do join their individual chatzer, and they join in the mavoi, so even though they didn't join each chatzer individually, that would be because when you join in the mavoi, that views all the chatzeris as if they are joined together, just like a Ruvach HaTeris views all the homes as if they're joined together. But Chachamim, the Chachamim say, Oy ma'arvin, oy ma'shtatvin. The Chachamim say, no. Either you do a Ruvach HaTeris, or you do Shetuv Mavayis, that Erev will work b'makom Shetuv, and Shetuv will work b'makom Mavay. That was the Smachlikis that we had mentioned before. If we're Simchin al Shetuv b'makom Erev, this is Remei who says that we did not. Although we're doing Shetuv Mavayis, it will not work for a Ruvach HaTeris, because the children are going to forget, they're not going to see their fathers doing a Ruvach HaTeris. And Chachamim say, it doesn't make a difference. You can rely on Shetuv even b'makom Erev. And that was the Machlikis that we had mentioned before regarding bread, that even if it's done with bread, which is the ultimate, which will work even for Ruvach HaTeris, it doesn't make a difference. And those are the two halachas that Rav had said, as we said before, the way Abaye was interpreting it. First, he had to say halachas like a blazim and tadoi, that it doesn't work with wine, because even if it would work Shetuv b'makom Erev, that's not going to work with wine, because wine will not be good as a Ruvach HaTeris. And then we're saying the second chadash of a mayor, that even if you would do it with bread, which would work as a Ruvach HaTeris, it's not going to work, because ain't Shetuv b'makom Erev.